Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's calls for calm in Derry following a night of disorder. Meanwhile, it's emerged that a teenager requires surgery after she was injured by debris from a hijacked car after it was set alight in the city last night. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information in relation to a fatal weekend crash in which a 19-year-old died in Kerrykale. The Alcohol Forum of Ireland has praised the supports available in Donegal for alcohol dependency. And there are only 31 long-term rentals available on daft.ie in Donegal compared to the 1,796 available on Airbnb. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news though, police in Derry are calling for calm after a night of disorder in the city. That call has been echoed by the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. A car was hijacked and burnt out, petrol bombs were thrown at a bus and burning tyres and bins were used to block roads. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council has appealed for those involved in sporadic public disorder in the Gallia area to consider the impact of their actions on the community. Councillor Patricia Logue says she is deeply disappointed to learn of the unacceptable scenes that unfolded yesterday and in the early hours of this morning. She added that no one should ever feel unsafe in their homes or when travelling in their cars. Councillor Logue says now is the time for calm and restraint to allow people in the area to recover. Five vehicles were targeted and some roads were blocked with burning bins, tyres and pallets. The attacks included the hijacking and torching of a car and petrol bombs and bricks being thrown at buses. A delivery driver's van was also damaged by masked men and attempts were made to set a van on fire that was parked at a play school. Calm was restored in the early hours of this morning and police say they're continuing to monitor the situation.
Well, it's emerged that a teenager requires surgery after she was injured by debris from the hijacked car after it was set alight. As the teenager was walking in Knockalla Park last night, at around the time the vehicle was hijacked, she was hit with debris from the burning vehicle. She sustained facial injuries as a result, which will require surgery. Detectives from the Strand Road Criminal Investigation Division are urging anyone who captured footage of what happened or who knows who was involved to come forward. Detective Sergeant Jim Gell says both incidents are distressing and will no doubt have a lasting impact. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information in connection with a fatal weekend crash in which a 19-year-old died in Kerrykale. In the early hours of Saturday morning last, Conor McGinley from Milford was fatally injured in a single vehicle collision in the Rannie area. His funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford. Garda Gráinne Doherty is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí are investigating a fatal road traffic collision that occurred at Rannie, Kerrykale, in the early hours of Saturday the 5th of August. This single vehicle collision occurred shortly after 3:30 a.m. when a car collided with a pole on the roadside. The male driver of the car, aged 19 years, Conor McGinley, was sadly fatally injured during the collision. A passenger who was travelling in the same vehicle remains in hospital receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, and we hope that they have a speedy recovery. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to this collision to come forward. We appeal to any road users who may have travelled on the R246, so between Kerrykale and Milford that morning, between 3 and 4 a.m, who had a dash cam to contact Gardaí. And anybody with any information is asked to contact Milford Garda Station on 915-3060, the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda Station.
Gardaí are also investigating a hit and run in Buncrana. Between 1:30 and 1:45 a.m. on Sunday, three parked vehicles were damaged when another car hit them. However, the driver failed to remain at the scene. Meanwhile, on Tuesday evening last, two people were hospitalised following a two-vehicle collision on the Cockhill Road. Garda Doherty is appealing for information.
This collision involved two vehicles and it occurred on the Cockhill Road in Buncrana on Tuesday the 1st of August in and around 5:05 p.m. So the driver and passenger of one of these vehicles were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for injuries they sustained, none of which are believed to be life-threatening in nature. We're appealing to anybody who may have travelled along the Cockhill Road who had a dash cam around that time. We're asking them to make that footage available to Gardaí. If anybody witnessed the collision, we also ask them to contact Gardaí and Bunkrana on 074 932 0540. This is another road traffic collision. This happened at Lower Main Street, Bunkrana, in the early hours of Sunday the 6th of August, in and around between 1:30 a.m. and 1:45 a.m. So three cars were parked at Lower Main Street, Bunkrana. They were damaged when another car struck them. The driver of this car did not remain at the scene. So we're appealing to road users who have a dash cam again, who were in the area of Lower Main Street between 1:15 a.m. and 2 a.m. last Sunday morning, to make the footage available to Gardaí. If anybody observed this collision, or if anybody has any relevant information, we ask them, as always, to contact Gardaí in Bunkrana.
A major homelessness charity says increasing a renter's tax credit in the budget will not address the fundamental issue. Minister Dara Bryan has told The Independent he's looking at giving renters the average monthly rent of almost €800 back. A €500 credit was introduced in last year's budget, but by April of this year, only half of renters had claimed it. Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy at Focus Ireland, says this idea is not a long-term solution.
The number of times we've heard ministers and Taoiseach get up in the door when a proposal is made, say this isn't actually a solution. And yet, when it actually comes to it, they're putting forward their own proposals, which don't actually address the fundamental issue of why rents are so high in the first place. So individual people will welcome it. It may win some votes, but it actually is not the sort of long-term, consistent, coherent policy that we actually need to get to grips with the crisis.
Victims of domestic abuse will soon be able to receive full pay if they need to take leave from work. The announcement was made today by Minister Roderick O'Gorman, saying it will give victims a chance to access support without it impacting on their employment. The decision to give full pay was reached in consultation with employers' representatives, trade unions and domestic violence support organisations. Minister O'Gorman told today's 9 till noon show that the scheme will be under continuous review.
It's not being done on a pilot basis, but we have built into the law a requirement for it to be reviewed in 2 years' time to, I suppose, give us an indication of its take-up, of its effectiveness. Normally, new laws are addressed maybe after 4, after 5 years, but we thought because this is A, particularly important, but B, quite novel, we're going to be one of the first European countries to introduce paid leave for victims of domestic violence. It has been introduced in New Zealand and Australia already. But it isn't something that's a feature of Europe. So that's why we're having this this review after 2 years, just to look at take-up rates and look at any other potential barriers that become apparent to its take-up.
An arson at a house in Derry has been described as a reckless act which could have had serious consequences. It's believed a window was broken and an accelerant used to start the fire at an unoccupied house in the Bond Street area at around 11 o'clock last night. There are no reports of any injuries, however damage was caused to the house. Detective Sergeant Gin Gale from the Strand Road Criminal Investigation Division says the blaze could have spread and we could have been dealing with a very different situation today. Police are appealing to anyone who has information or who noticed anything suspicious in the area to contact them. The head of the Garda Representative Association has described the death of Garda Deirdre Finn as devastating. She died after her boat caught fire at the marina in Carrick-on-Shannon yesterday morning. Garda Finn was attached to Dunleary Station in Dublin. President of the GRA, Donegal-based Garda Brendan O'Connor, says rank and file members of the force have been shocked following the news.
Utter devastation across the organisation. Colleagues of every rank in every corner of the country knew G, and it was, I suppose, difficult for members who attended the scene yesterday because she's just so well known. So many of the members who were there yesterday would have known G personally. So it's just a numbness in the air.
Meanwhile, Ronan Slevin has been announced as the next General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association. The Tipperary native has 30 years' experience in Garda Síochána and has held the position of Interim General Secretary since April 2023. He's due to officially take up the role in September, replacing Brendan O'Connor. The Alcohol Forum of Ireland has praised the supports available in Donegal for alcohol dependency. The county had the highest rate of hospital admissions for alcohol-related illnesses last year. CEO of Alcohol Forum Ireland, Paula Leonard, speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, says the high figures in Donegal are a positive reflection that people are seeking help.
The figures are worrying, but Donegal has really good supports and structures in place. And I think it's about sending that message out to people rather than frightening the life out of people and, you know, looking at all of the doom and gloom. You know, but Donegal, I suppose we had the highest rate of hospital related admissions in the country for alcohol last year. We also had the highest rate for first admissions to psychiatric hospitals and units for alcohol related diagnoses last year. So, you know, these are without, you know, a pun, these are quite sobering statistics that we need to think about as, you know, not just as a charity dedicated, but as a community and as a society and what we do about it. You also have to bear in mind that we have a really good service here. We have short waiting times. We have outreach services. The HSE run them across the county. So there's numbers of factors, I suppose, that you need to think about in terms of those statistics. So those statistics can be both a good and a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The fact that there's such high numbers means that people are being seen.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has confirmed that there will be a continuation of the counting of votes cast in recent council elections in the Waterside DEA constituency. In a statement issued by the council, they say it follows a court hearing and with agreement of all parties, the continuation count will take place in the Foyle Arena tomorrow. The council says this is required due to the previously reported discrepancy in the original count in May. The outcome of the process will be reported to the count, which will further consider the matter. Court, which will further consider the matter during a hearing which is expected to take place later next week.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and France's 4-0 thrashing of Morocco has set up a quarter-final date with Australia at the Women's World Cup. Eugène Lesommer netted twice for Les Blues, who will face the co-hosts in Brisbane on Saturday. While England, they'll play Colombia in Sydney also on Saturday after the South Americans beat Jamaica 1-0 this morning. And the FA are set to appeal Lauren James' red card that will see her miss at least the quarter-final. The Chelsea forward could receive longer than a standard one-game ban and has apologised to Nigeria's Michelle Alozie for stepping on her. Premier League news, Julian Lopetegui is set to leave his role as Wolves manager on the eve of the new Premier League season. The Spaniard has been left frustrated by Wolves' financial constraints. Former Bournemouth manager Gary O'Neill has been lined up as a replacement. And Mickey van de Ven says he was won over by the style of play of new Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou. The Dutch defender has cost an initial €40 million to prize away from Wolfsburg. Van de Ven has signed a six-year contract with Spurs. And Newcastle have completed the €37 million signing of fullback Tino Livramento from Southampton. Up in Scotland, Rangers forward Fashion Sakala, he's on the verge of completing a move to the Saudi Pro League. The Zambia international scored 12 goals for the Ibrox side in the Scottish Premiership last season. Closer to home, Derry City, they're hoping to host the second leg of the Europa Conference League tie against Tobol at Windsor Park next week. Their Brandywell home doesn't comply with the UEFA criteria to stage the match. The Candy Stripes are en route to Kazakhstan for Thursday's third qualifying round first leg. And UEFA has postponed the Champions League qualifier between AEK Athens and Dynamo Zagreb after a fan was killed during fighting outside the Greek side's stadium last night. A 29-year-old died after being stabbed, while 8 other fans were injured as rival groups clashed. 88 arrests have been reportedly made by police. The match, which was due to be played today, has been moved to either August the 18th or 19th. And across channel, it's a busy night of EFL Cup first round action. At sea, Southampton looking to avoid an upset at Gillingham. Wrexham and Notts County, they return to the competition against Wigan and Lincoln respectively after they were promoted back to the Football League. There's 29 ties in total down for decision tonight. In rugby, Munster locks Jan Kleyn and RG Snyman have both been included in South Africa's squad for the World Cup. Kleyn has only played twice for his native country, having switched allegiance back from Ireland earlier this year. Four members of the 2019 World Cup winning squad, Andre Pollard, Lukaku Ham, Lud De Jager and Herschel Yantis, they all miss out. Pollard hasn't played since suffering a calf injury in May, while Am picked up an arm injury in Saturday's win over Argentina. Ireland's third pool match at the World Cup comes against the Springboks on September the 23rd. And Italy, they'll travel to France without Tommaso Monticello. The centre suffered a bicep injury in Saturday's loss to Ireland at the Aviva. In golf, Leona Maguire has been grouped with 2021 winner Anna Nordqvist and Korea's Jin Young Ko for the first two rounds of the Women's Open. They'll go out just after 8 a.m. on Thursday at Walton Heath. Stephanie Meadows, she tees off just before midday. And England's Charlie Hull, she's been grouped alongside world number one Nelly Korda for the Women's Open first round. She'll also play with two-time major champion Lydia Ko for those first two rounds of the tournament. Last year's champion, Ashley Buhai, is hoping to defend her title at Walton Heath. Finally for this evening in boxing, British boxer Anthony Joshua will face Robert Hellenius this weekend. The Finnish heavyweight has stepped in after Joshua's previous opponent, Dillian White. He failed a drugs test ahead of the rematch. Saturday's 12-round bout will take place at the O2 in London. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. Every half an hour over the bank holiday weekend, someone in Ireland was arrested for drink or drug driving. 181 people in total were arrested for the offences, despite warnings from Gardaí. There have been calls for more education around the dangers of driving under the influence. Leo Leggio from the Irish Road Victims Association thinks cars should be fitted with breathalysers.
The government can do more with their advertising. Like, instead of doubling fines, double penalty points, confiscate cars. The car manufacturers can do more as well. Like, why can't cars be fitted with those intoxicator gadgets that the car won't start until you breathe in it? If that detects any alcohol, the car won't start.
Gardaí are appealing for information regarding three incidents of criminal damage that occurred in Donegal over the past week. Damage was caused to two residential properties. Meanwhile, a van, which was parked overnight, was also damaged. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A rear window was broken at a residence in Lisone Avenue, Buncrana, on Friday night last. It's believed at around 9 o'clock a stone was thrown at the window, causing the damage. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Milford are investigating an incident between 9 o'clock on Saturday evening and 10 the following morning. A van that was parked between Kilmacrenan Health Centre and the entrance to Abbey Village had its windscreen smashed. The owner also found the lock had been tampered with, but entry wasn't gained. A patio door was smashed, meanwhile, at an unoccupied property at Ardlonan in Long Lane, Letterkenny. It happened between 7 a.m. on Sunday, July 30th and last Wednesday. No entry was gained to the property. Gardaí are urging people in those areas at the time of each of the incidents who may have seen anything suspicious or have any information to get in contact with their local station.
The government will consider whether to defer toll increases during budget negotiations. Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, says any potential increase comes down to contracts made between toll companies and Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Over the weekend, it was reported a 20-cent increase for M50, M4, M7 and M8 trips, and a 10-cent increase in the M3 will be implemented from January. However, Minister Chambers has indicated that the government will have to assess whether it's the right call in light of the cost of living pressures.
The toll increases are simply linked to the contracts that were set with toll companies, and that's linked to inflation. So that's what resulted in the toll increase this year. That's why there may be a toll increase from January of next year. And that's also why we have to take this in the round in the context of the cost of living issues people are having, and that's something that we'll have to discuss in the context of the wider budget.
There are only 31 long-term rentals available on daft.ie in Donegal, compared to the 1,796 properties available on Airbnb in the county. The Irish Examiner reports that in a trend seen across Ireland, there are significantly less homes available for rent. It's most prominent in tourist counties like Donegal. The long-term rentals account for less than 2% of the total of short-term and long-term lets in the county. Workers in the lower pay bracket are more likely to work for more than 10 hours a day and will also have less job security. Minimum wage workers are 10% more likely to fear job loss and hold temporary employment contracts. Research from the ESRI found they will work more unsociable hours, including Saturdays and Sundays. Research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland, Suzanne Rogers, said serious consideration should be given to the introduction of a living wage.
Even a living wage itself tells you what it's trying to do, which is that anybody working full time should be able to earn enough to enjoy a decent standard of living. Like, it's not a huge amount of money we're talking here. So a living wage would at least allow you to earn €13.85 an hour at the moment.
The government has approved €170,000 in funding for local and regional museums. Culture Minister Catherine Martin has today announced a series of small grants to promote greater access and enhance the cultural offering available. Among the 16 successful applicants is Donegal County Museum. The museum has been awarded €11,250 and will go towards an exhibition on the County Donegal Workhouses to increase awareness of the role they played in the county's history. And finally, thousands of people turned out to remember singer Sinead O'Connor in Bray, County Wicklow today ahead of a private burial. Fans lined Strand Road from early this morning with the funeral cortege passing her former home around noon. The cortege was led by a Garda escort and a Volkswagen transporter which played Bob Marley and the Wailers songs from its speakers. Ken Doyle from the band Bagatelle lived beside Miss O'Connor when he lived in the seaside town, and he recalled a conversation he had with her about her love of Bob Marley.
When she got the coin stones painted with the Rastafarian flag, and I said to her, you must be a big Bob Marley fan with the Rasta flag on the coin stones. And she said, yeah, I'm a huge Bob Marley fan. He's one of my heroes. And I just said to her, well, like myself, I said, but the great thing about it, I have to tell you, is that in 1980, I had the honour of supporting him in Dalyman Park. And she looked at me, took a puff of her cigarette and said, you lucky sucker, and she walked away, and that was our conversation.
Weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells this evening and light variable breezes. Tonight will be mostly dry, clear and somewhat cool with lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Police in Derry are calling for calm after a night of disorder in the city. That call has been echoed by the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Patricia Logue. Meanwhile, it's emerged that a teenager requires surgery after she was injured by debris from a car that was hijacked in the city yesterday and set alight. As the teenager was walking in Knockalla Park last night, around the time the vehicle was hijacked, she was hit with debris from the burning vehicle. She now requires surgery. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information in relation to a fatal weekend crash in which a 19-year-old died in Kerrykeel. In the early hours of Saturday morning last, Conor McGinley from Milford was fatally injured in a single vehicle collision on the Ranney Road area. And the Alcohol Forum of Ireland has praised the supports available in Donegal for alcohol dependency. The county had the highest rate of hospital admissions for alcohol-related illnesses last year. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August the 8th. The death has occurred of Sadie Gillespie, Nae McCall, Bridge, Kincashla. Her remains will be reposing at her old home in Bridge from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Colm Deveney, 4, Rose Court, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, with viewing until 7 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Removal from there at 20 past 10 on Thursday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Della Bradley, Gortlarry, Cardonna. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Conor McGinley, 2 Key Road, Drumbairn, Milford, reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. House strictly private from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Kathleen Carlin, née Douglas, 16, Ahaloha Road, Kaleeter, Castlederg, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home on Thursday morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time police tomorrow from 11 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John McGinley, Ard Raven House, Swilly Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. House private from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu to the Irish Lung Fibrosis Association, care of any family member or McLaughlin's funeral directors. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Patrick McLaughlin, Jarrick, Herb Leray, Malin Head, reposing at his late home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Lagmallen, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Headway, Ireland. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.